It's time for The Local Take with Kiplin Primus. The Local Take is all about community engagement, connecting our listeners with our community, and featuring people who don't always get media coverage, but who have important stories to tell. Now here's Kiplin Primus with The Local Take.
Good people, this week we're talking with the United Way about their shoebox campaign. We're going to be joined by Milton Little from the United Way and Sonia Milner of Nicholas House, recipients of the shoebox campaign, to talk about what it means to get these wonderful toiletries and gifts on Mother's Day for women who are less fortunate. Good morning, Mr. Little. Thank you so much for joining us on The Local Take to talk about the shoebox campaign.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us who does the shoebox campaign help in our community?
The shoebox campaign helps homeless women and children. And we are fortunate that thousands of people across Metro Atlanta decide that this is a way that they can make a difference.
And how does this really make a difference? It's a shoebox filled with toiletries, usually the things that travelers have taken from hotels or the samples that you don't want to use. How does this really help?
You know, you and I probably take for granted that when we wake up in the morning, there's a toothbrush there to brush our teeth. We've got toothpaste. We've got soap. We've got all the personal items that we need to get out in the world and do what we need to do. But there are thousands and thousands of women and children, homeless, who don't have that as a guarantee. And so this makes a difference. This gives people the essential items that most folks do take for granted.
What type of items are needed? What are those essential items? You mentioned a toothbrush. My shoebox last year, I think I had lotions and soaps. But what are the things that folks really want in those boxes?
All the things that you just mentioned, lotions, soaps, toothbrushes, toothpaste. It has to be a non-alcohol-based product and generally no razors or sharp items. But again, all the stuff that you and I need in order to just attack the day, combing a brush, any of the things that we need to do to make ourselves presentable, that's what goes in the shoebox, and that's what's so special about it.
And these things are mostly items that are feminine, are for women. When most of us think about homeless folks, we think about the older gentlemen, sometimes veterans, that we see on the streets. Are there that many homeless women in Atlanta that we need a shoebox campaign?
Absolutely. But let me dispel a commonly held viewpoint. The average face of homelessness across America is a homeless child, generally ages 7 or 8. And so it's not that man. It's generally a child. And a child is in the company of a woman. You don't see them on the street. You see them in short-term stay motels. You see them living on a couch at a family member's place until that family member decides that time has run out. And so that's where homelessness is. Among women and children, it is far more hidden, and so we don't see it. Therefore, we believe somebody else is the face of homeless when it's actually somebody else.
So there is a prevalence of homeless women and children across America and also in Atlanta?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't have to go far. And folks like our good friends at Nicholas House understand fully just the dimensions of homelessness, who it affects most, and what the appropriate interventions to make a difference are.
And we've talked with Sonia Milner from Nicholas House. What are some of the other recipients of the shoebox campaign?
Well, there are all kinds of, there are about 80 nonprofit organizations across Metro Atlanta that will participate, will receive these shoeboxes. So it's everybody from Salvation Army, the Gateway Center, a host of other organizations that are fighting the battle every day to end chronic homelessness.
How long has the shoebox campaign been going on?
It's been going on. This is our 8th year. It started with a group of women, stakeholders in the United Way, who thought they could make a difference. Year one, they collected 1,000 shoeboxes. Last year, we topped 20,000.
20,000 shoeboxes, meaning that 20,000 women and children receive a shoebox from the United Way?
Absolutely. Well, they actually receive it through us. They receive it from ordinary folk just like you who decide they're going to do this. United Way just happens to collect it and dispense them. But it's the community that's making the difference. United Way is just happy to be a part of this enormous enterprise.
You know, I'm shocked on two levels. I'm shocked, number one, that there are 20,000 homeless women in Atlanta. And then I'm also kind of shocked that our community has responded in this way.
Well, I don't want you to apply one shoebox to one individual. So I don't want to create that that
economy.
Number.
Okay.
But I do want to focus on the fact that inspired people have collected and assembled 20,000, and they are, you know, the run of the mill shoebox. Somebody pulls a shoebox off their shelf, and they just fill it up and send it in. And then you've got some enormously wonderful ones, like the ones I'm looking at right here. You got a race car, you got a SpongeBob, you got some that are incredibly decorated. People really get excited, not only about what they're going to put in it, but just what it's going to look like when it gets in the hands of a woman or a child.
Well, I know personally, I've got my shoebox. It's open on my dining room table. I've been dropping stuff in it.
Right.
But I didn't know about this contest. So could you tell us a little bit about the shoebox decoration contest?
We've created a shoebox decoration contest that actually will award some Delta airline tickets to the winner. And not that people really need that motivation, but, you know, we threw a little something special because of our friends at Delta to make it happen. And when people hear about that, they do compete and they create some really elaborate designs.
And I would imagine that when folks receive those, that it's a big deal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, we've got stories of what, both in terms of the families that receive the shoeboxes. We also, you know, have some stories about how inspired some of the competitors are to win the prizes. But there's nothing more exciting than to see the look in the face of a child or a mother.
Well, I'm going to give that website again for people who want to learn about the contest. So there's some folks who actually do decorate their shoeboxes, and they're in it for a chance to win round-trip tickets on Delta Airlines. And that website, again, is shoebox.unitedwayatlanta.org. But I also want to remind folks, if you're not that creative, if you're not that decorative, because I just bought a decorative shoebox.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. No problem.
That you guys don't care if it's a shoebox, if it's a decorative shoebox or a plastic shoebox, whatever it is that you have and whatever toiletries and items that you can fill it up with, you want them.
Sure. With the exception of again, the
alcohol-based
stuff. Exactly. It doesn't matter what it looks like. What matters are two things: the contents that you put in it and the content of your heart that's inspired you to be part of this wonderful community-wide effort.
And Mr. Little, could you tell us again where people, I know they can drop them off here at WCLK, but what are some of the other places around Metro Atlanta that folks can drop off their shoeboxes?
Well, they can certainly come down to the United Way office. There's a big bin there. In many workplaces across the metro region, you'll walk in and find a shoebox table that's got the shoeboxes that are put there by the employees, not as a plug, but I was just at Genuine Parts about 2 weeks ago, and there the shoeboxes were being lined up right there. So if your employer allows and you're a part of this, you can do that. And I have to give a shout out to our friends at FedEx, who are the ones that help deliver these shoeboxes to the places that matter most.
And when does this take place? I know that they're delivered to the ladies on Mother's Day, but what's the deadline for everyone to get their shoeboxes filled and to the United Way for delivery?
May 1st. It's a program that runs March 1st to May 1st. There's plenty of time, and we'd love to have as many of your listeners be a part of it.
And if there are listeners working at an organization that might not have the stacks yet, but are interested in participating, is there a number or website where they go? Is it the same?
It's the same website. That website will give all the information they need to know just exactly what the contents need to be and where they need to be dropped off. And it'll give a lot of background on the program so people will know that this is really something that makes a difference.
Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning to talk about the Shoebox Campaign, which has been going on in Atlanta for over 8 years, reaching over 20,000 homeless women with items that they need every day that we take for granted. For more information, you can visit shoebox.unitedwayatlanta.org. Or for more information specifically on the Nicholas House, you can visit their website at nicholashouse.org. Mr. Milton Little, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is Kiplin Primus. If you're joining us, we're talking with Milton Little from the United Way and Sonia Milner from the Nicholas House about the Shoebox Campaign. We are joined this morning by Sonia Milner from the Nicholas House, one of the recipients of the shoeboxes from the United Way Shoebox Campaign. Good morning, Ms. Milner.
Good morning, Kiplin.
So, Sonia, tell us about the Nicholas House. What kind of organization is it, and what do you all do with these shoeboxes?
The Nicholas House is a transitional shelter. And the thing that distinguishes us from other homeless shelters in the city is we're an actual program. We have 12 families who live together in our house. We have about 12 adults and 32 children who live under one roof, and we provide a program for their long-term self-sufficiency.
So what is that program like?
When you come into Nicholas House, you're immediately assigned a case manager who works with you throughout your stay. Our residents can stay with us for 2 years. Another distinguishing factor is we keep families together. As you may know, most shelters are gender specific. So if you're a mom and you have a 12-year-old son, he's going to go to a children's shelter and you're going to go to a women's shelter. And I can't imagine anything more devastating than losing everything you have to lose your family connection. So we keep families together, and we take any type of family as long as a child is involved.
And when your residents get these shoeboxes, what do they mean to them?
You would be amazed how excited everyone is, especially the moms, because when you have nothing and someone cares enough to make a cute shoebox for you, it's all your own with all the personal products that you need. It's very exciting, because if you realize you're in a homeless shelter, a lot of the moms feel very guilty about buying anything for themselves. They're buying things just to survive. They're buying things for their kids. So to get toiletry items that someone hand-selected for them, the women are overjoyed. And as you said, it's little things that we take for granted. A bottle of lotion, what's that to you? You use that every day. But when you're homeless and someone cared enough to give you something special just for you, things that you need, they are overjoyed. It's amazing. It will bring you to tears.
So the women in your shelter, you say that there's a program. Can you tell us a little bit about the program? What exactly do the families go through?
There's an intake process, and each family is assigned a case manager. And at the inset, when they come to Nicholas House, they develop an ISP, which is their success plan. They talk about where they've been, where they are, where they want to go. And they develop a plan of action, and it's reviewed every 90 days, and there are benchmarks, and we track success and progress. We monitor things like getting a job. You know, how do you get a job? Do you need job training? Do you need job skills? You have to be actively looking for a job every single day. Case managers check your job searches. We're very concerned about the children in our shelter. We have 32 of the most wonderful kids you will ever meet in your life, and 100% of them are promoted to the next grade level. And if you can imagine how hard that is in regular life, that happens in a shelter is amazing. And that's because, in part, to our case management, we check progress reports, we check homework, we provide tutoring, we provide a host of services, counseling services, and we work with everybody on an individual level. We meet them where they are and take them where they need to go. We track our families for 2 years after they leave our program, and 73% of them are still fully self-sufficient.
So the people are in the program for 2 years, and then I'm assuming they graduate out of your program?
Correct.
But then you continue to track afterwards?
We do. They can be in the program for a maximum of 2 years. Most of our families are with us 9 to 12 months, and they turn their life around in just that short amount of time with our help in getting them assistance with job searches, employment, training, and any other thing that they need. After they leave, we also track them. And we also have an H2H program, I forgot to mention. That's called Homeless to Homes. And that's when we have an additional 50 other families in the city who are living in apartments, and we're helping subsidize their rent so they don't become homeless.
So Nicholas House is a big part of the United Way here in Atlanta, or are you just a small part?
The United Way helps Nicholas House. As you know, the United Way is a great organization, and they give to lots of different charities and nonprofits throughout the city. We are one of many recipients of United Way funds, and we could not do what we do without the help of the United Way. They have been a great partner for us. And the Shoebox Project is just one of the many things that the United Way helps us with.
So with the Shoebox Project, I know that it's a contest with the United Way, and some people have, you know, gone full blast and they've got wonderful decorated shoeboxes. And then I know some people just have a shoebox. Does it matter to the folks who are receiving it?
I'll be really honest with you. It really doesn't matter. The contents are the most important thing, but it is really cute and extra surprise, kind of like Christmas. You know, if you get a gift, you want the gift regardless of how it's wrapped. But it is a little more exciting when somebody took the care to wrap it especially for you in a very creative way. I wish the people who are listening could actually see these shoeboxes that are sitting, because we have one that looks like a Camaro, and it looks just like a Camaro with the striping, the cars, the license plate that says United Way on it. We have another one that looks like SpongeBob. So those are extra treats. But like I said, we appreciate anything, but it is extra special when it's decorated the way these are.
And I think, ladies, for Mother's Day, it would be nice.
Definitely. Definitely. It's like a bouquet of flowers.
So
definitely.
For everyone to take a little bit of time and make it special, knowing that someone is receiving this, you know, again, things that we might not think of important.
Exactly.
But things that they think are very important.
Exactly. One of the ladies said to me, she said, it's really nice when you receive something just for you and it's not a plastic bag with your name on it. That resonated with me. A plastic bag with your name on it. I've never had my things in a plastic bag. I've always had, you know, nice cases to put them in and my own bathroom where I can lay out everything. But when you're living in a homeless shelter, you have very limited space, number one. And you have to be able to keep your things in a very compact space and all together. So these shoeboxes are the perfect solution for our ladies.
So we want to encourage more people to participate in the Shoebox campaign. I'm going to give it one more time. The website for the United Way for more information is shoebox.unitedwayatlanta.org. And then for the Nicholas House, if you all want folks who are interested in maybe working with some of your families or volunteering, they would go to nicholashouse.org. Are there...
They would go to nicholashouse.org. Volunteerism is a large part of why we're so successful. We are a very small nonprofit. We're very fiscally savvy, so we have a limited staff. Most of the things that we do for our families and our children are the result of a volunteer. We have volunteers who come in 365 days a year to prepare dinner for our families. That's how they eat every day, so we have a calendar to fill. We have children who need tutoring. We have children who need playtime. We have adult literacy program. We have programs for our parents every Tuesday and Thursday night. Our parents have adult education. And so we need volunteers to head those classes. While the parents are learning, the kids are playing. So we need someone to plan an activity for the kids. So there are all sorts of ways that people can volunteer with Nicholas House. And they can simply go to nicholashouse.org.
Well, Sonia Milner, thank you for joining us this morning to talk about the United Way Shoebox campaign. Always good to know who's receiving the gifts.
Thank you, Kipling. We're pleased to be here. Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to Community Engagement on The Local Take with Kipling Primus. The Local Take is a production of Jazz 91.9 WCLK Public Affairs. You can listen to this show on demand at our website at WCLK.com. If you have comments or suggestions for our program, please call us at 404-880-6211. The Local Take is produced by Kipling Primus, Rob Maynard, and Marquis Lofton. Thanks for listening.